I am so excited to be back as your host, Cassidy Arbelli of the Unburden Your Business podcast, where we talk about business, life, and everything in between with amazing weekly topics that are really going to help you get on your business game and give you the life that you really want. So, knowing that your time is super precious, let's dive into today's episode. I'm so excited to be back. Welcome to season two. So today's episode is all about me realizing that I never even really came on here and told my story. I just kind of came out giving out all the value on the podcast. And I really think it's important starting into this next season of the podcast to really talk about who I am, where I came from, what got me to this point, and just give you a little bit of background about me. So that's what this episode's really about. It's get to know Cassidy time. So let's get started. I truly kind of started back in an upbringing that was pretty complicated. I was raised in an environment where I really had to become a survivor and learn to do things all by myself if I wanted to get anywhere. And because of that, I decided that I wanted to go to school for psychology. I was really interested in learning the psyche behind why people do what they do, the different ways that our body and our mind and our environment and all of the things that go into psychology and making us do the things that we do, how all that works, right? And then I really realized that I wanted to do business because I grew up with parents who were entrepreneurs, and it was really difficult for me to see myself working for somebody else or just not being in the business world. And so being able to combine the two, I decided that I would get my education in industrial and organizational psychology, which for those of you that don't know maybe what that is a little bit, it's really kind of like business psychology, if I'm going to keep it really simple. It's going to help you understand how to find the right people in the right positions in businesses, what makes them tick, what makes them motivated, how to work with them, how to build team culture. A lot of it also has to do with how people buy products, why they buy products, different things like that. So all kinds of stuff when it comes to psychology and business. So I got to combine the two of my favorite things, and I got my bachelor's and my master's in those. And when I graduated, I moved back to Los Angeles, where I'm actually originally from. And this was back in 2009. It was right after, you know, the economy hit in 2008. And I moved back to West Hollywood. I actually grew up in the San Fernando Valley in Encino. And I moved back to West Hollywood. I was 23 and a half at the time. And it was super fun to be in West Hollywood and enjoy, you know, living in LA. It sounds so glamorous. However, I was actually living on my mom's couch in her studio apartment. So we were in the same room, right? It was very, very small. And at that time, it took me about 6 months to get a job anywhere. And I was very fortunate to be able to score a position as a school director for a cosmetology school. And most of the directors, school directors that were my peers, were over the age of 40. And here I am, a 24-year-old who is now a school director for cosmetology school. And that is because my family is in the cosmetology industry. I had a background in that, and also my education came into play. And not to mention my amazing personality and my really good skills at winning people over in an interview. So I was given a chance, and I got a really large salary managing 200 students, 15 instructors, an administration department, and thousands of clients that came into our school weekly to get services. And at that time too, I had actually ran into my husband in LA. We actually knew each other for a really long time beforehand from Las Vegas, which is where I'm from now. Been here about 20 something years. But at the time, we kind of just ran into each other in Los Angeles and kindled into a relationship. And we were going through a really hard time in LA because it was so expensive. And he was having a hard time trying to figure out what he was going to do. And even though I had a great job, it was still a really hard time in the economy in general. And so we decided that we were going to get married and we were actually going to move back to Las Vegas, where we were both kind of from and had been living and knew that the cost of living and everything was just so much easier. It was just so much easier to park your car in Las Vegas than in Los Angeles, right? Just the small daily things. So then I spent 2.5 years as a very young woman building this business on someone else's dollar. I did transfer to a same position as a school director in cosmetology for a location out in Las Vegas. So I got to keep that job, which was really awesome. So it all worked out. But as a 24-year-old building, you know, this business on someone else's dollar, I was really able to learn a lot and mostly learned that I was really good at this. On a side note, I learned that the company overall was breaking some laws when it came to government educational financial aid. And when I brought that up to the owners of the business, I actually lost my job. I will never forget the day that the head of HR came into my office and said, "Well, we just decided to cut the head off the snake." And at first, I didn't even know what that meant. But then as I researched the phrase, it really meant like you are the head of a movement of someone who knows what's happening and we'd rather just get rid of you before the whistle gets blown. And I had worked so hard in my position there that actually right before me losing this job and all that stress, I had gotten pregnant and ended up having a miscarriage. And I swear it's because of all the stress that I was having there. I got fired because I had learned that things were not working well and I just was not willing to be a part of something that was basically illegal. I decided that I was actually going to then stay home because I got pregnant again and I started a mommy blog. So I spent 10 months at home with my daughter, being pregnant, able to enjoy that experience. And started a mommy blog, which was actually really successful. At the time, I didn't feel like it was. You never kind of feel like it's successful when you're doing something. But I was getting paid recurring income for people to advertise on my mommy blog. And I was really enjoying like being able to document what I was going through as a first-time mom and all the things that came along with that. And I really built up the traffic that was coming to that blog really well. And even though I was only making $1,500 to $2,000 a month off of it, which as I found out later was really good in the amount of time and effort I was really putting into it, I felt like it just wasn't enough, right? So I was actually recruited. I was contacted by a recruiter for State Farm Insurance. And I had never dreamed of being an insurance agent. Like at first, I actually thought it was a scam. But luckily, we were insured by a State Farm agent for about 15 years, maybe more with my family. And I contacted her and I was like, "Hey, Amber, like I just got contacted by a recruiter. What is this? Is this legit?" I mean, I was definitely intrigued that it was a franchise. It was very low investment, but you did have to get approved, which, like I said before, I'm really good at interviews. So at this point, I am 27 and I was already a mom for about a year and I was ready to get back into work. I was not someone who felt like could be a stay-at-home mom for a long time, even though I enjoyed my first time of being a mom at home and felt like I was really able to dive into that and see if this is something that I wanted to do full-time or did I want to get back into the business world. And so being able to open my own business as a franchise with low investment, I really felt like I had nothing to lose. And my current agent said, "This is absolutely 100% real. Come over, come see the income I'm making. Here's what I'm doing. Like, I will show you everything." And after that, I really felt confident and I was approved. They gave me the opportunity. And at that time, two things happened. I found out two things. One, I found out that the cosmetology school that I had been working at for a really long time actually got shut down because somehow the whistle was still blown, right? So you know how it is, blessings in disguise. And they had over 100 locations. So you can imagine it was a really big corporation, really, you know, most people on the West Coast, if they hear the name of the cosmetology school, they know it. And so it was kind of interesting that this happened as I'm moving into a new career. And second, I actually found out that I was pregnant again. And so I ended up opening my agency. It was a 9-month training program and getting into the franchise. So I literally opened my agency with a 3-week-old baby and a 2-year-old toddler at home. So not only am I now getting into business for the first time in my life by myself, but I am doing it as a second-time mom with a newborn and a toddler at home. Well, needless to say, I figured it out and I showed up every day and I made what I had to make happen. And after 5 years, we blew up in the commercial insurance space. So we really niched down into commercial, but we were also giving away so much business that we decided we were going to open a brokerage as a second business for my husband. And we opened the brokerage because if you know anything about insurance or State Farm, they are captive, meaning they only represent one company, where a brokerage will represent many. And we were just not able to write as much business as we wanted to. And we were doing so well that it was hurting us to send so much business away. So at that time, when we opened the second business, I had spoken to State Farm, let them know everything that was going on, was super upfront and open about what we were doing, just because, you know, it is a franchise, you kind of have to be careful about the other things that you're doing, and there was a contract and all that. Well, they were good, everything was fine, they approved whatever, they knew what was happening, and after a year, they decided they didn't like it. Me and my employees at the time were summoned to basically like an interrogation. We were not allowed to bring attorneys. We were not allowed to bring representation. We were separated into separate rooms. It was a really not fun experience. And we didn't even know what the issue was about. Now I'm telling you kind of what it was about. But when we initially got taken into questioning and all of these things, we had no idea what we had done wrong. And so the experience was terrible. It left a super bad taste in our mouth. We suddenly realized we were being watched by our every move, that the system that we were using, the chat that we were using, computers we were using, everything was just like, they pulled information out from all kinds of places. At the end of it, nothing was wrong. They decided that like I could keep the franchise, that everything was fine. I never got an apology. I never got any empathy whatsoever about the experience that me and my team had to go through. And as a business owner, you know how hard it is to cultivate a team. The minute this happened, everything just went down. Like some people didn't even want to continue working there. Just the whole experience just really brought all of us down. And so with a brokerage doing so well, I decided that, again, I will not stay, no matter how much money I'm making, in a place that doesn't feel good to me. And my conscience and my, you know, integrity just felt like it was being questioned, and I just did not feel good staying. And so I did end up leaving State Farm. I left. Even though sometimes I kind of kick myself saying you could have just played the politics and continued making really good money, but it's more important to me to wake up and feel good with myself and what I do. So the brokerage ended up building in 2 years what I had with State Farm in 5. And now it's even more than I ever thought it would be. As soon as I left State Farm and went to the brokerage, we exploded. We've been able to do literally in 1 year what we did in 5 years with State Farm. It's been amazing. So after the brokerage, we ended up buying a commercial building, and then we bought another commercial building. And since 2016, we start a new business every year. So we are now into the 5th year, 5 businesses in, and several commercial buildings. So we are not only just in the entrepreneurship world, but we are also in real estate and landlords of tenants who own businesses as well. And I've just stayed in that business arena in every possible way that I can, even without realizing that I was doing it. And as this has happened, every time I've opened a business every year, one, it's to continue investing, it's to continue building resources, different sources of income, whether it's residual or not, and just making sure that we're growing how we make money and the way we make money and how much money we make. But also, seeing that I'm able to take all the things I learned in business, all my education, all my experience, and put it into different industries, and realizing that I have really good systems and really good tools in place to be able to implement these formulas I've created into different industries, and they've been working. They've all been successful. And there's certain things that I look for when I'm opening and starting a business and investing, and I can do another podcast episode about that. But it's really just about continuing to grow and knowing that I have the right tools and formulas to make sure that these businesses are successful. With that said, what I'm currently focusing on is working one-on-one with businesses, mostly virtually at the moment. And I kind of started this in 2019, focusing on working with other women who can learn to do the same thing that I'm doing. And it's another business, it is, and it's a passion project because for the first time, this isn't just a manufactured product or some service that is really in demand or created. This is literally me on a platter. It's so personal. If I didn't have a passion, I wouldn't be investing in this as much as I do. And this is one of the reasons why I started this podcast. I love to give out so much free value that people don't need to pay me for it. Why? Because I truly believe that it's my duty and my calling to show up for women to see what is possible and give them the tools to succeed even more than me. So I even want the people I work with to succeed even more than me if that's possible. And I know it's possible, but I want to make sure they understand that too and they know that. And this is about showing up for all women and generations to come. However, my time and energy is also worth a lot, and my consulting clients pay me for that. And what they pay me for, what I save them from, and where I help them get to. And I help them turn a decade of business knowledge and strategy that I have into days. But I really do have a skill and talent for creating strategy and taking action to get results. I'm honest and relentless, which allows for my clients and anyone who follows me to gain so much empowerment, backed by the strategy and action steps they need so that they can also make this happen for themselves. You know, I am a huge believer, like I said, that you can do all of this on your own, because I did. Although I invested a lot into my development, my education, investing in a business consultant can help you 10x your business's potential and opportunity. And so far, I am blown away by the results my clients have achieved, and it's the most reassuring and rewarding feeling that I am on the right path. So creating this podcast is another way for me to give out value and inspiration for others to know that they are not alone, because it's so lonely in business, especially as a woman, especially in industries that can be male-dominated. And anything is possible. You can totally do whatever you want. Sometimes the hardest part is just figuring out what that is. Now you know why I show up and how I got started in business and how it's looked like in a small glimpse. So make sure that you follow me on Instagram at Unburden Your Business, because I show a ton of behind the scenes. And if you have any questions about any services or anything that I offer, go to unburdenyourbusiness.com. I have a free tool there that will help you get started figuring out what you need to fix next in your business completely for free. It's called the 15-Minute Biz Quiz. Thanks for hanging out. I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye.